I think Russia, really, if we look at the big picture, is trying to regain some of the influence in the Arab world it used to enjoy in sort of Soviet times during the Cold War, when it was a kind of patron and a big arms supplier to many Arab states. If we look at what's been happening recently, Russia's been sort of gradually expanding its kind of military footprint across the region. It's done a deal with Syria to station its navy on the eastern Mediterranean. Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, has just been to Moscow for talks and is going to be buying a whole lot of Russian kit as well. And I think what's quite intriguing about this deal, these MiG jets, which Moscow is giving Beirut a free, they're, as you say in Russian, they're kind of bezplatny. They don't cost anything. And I think this is sort of, you know, another example of kind of military cooperation with an Arab country.
Where does Russia believe its interests lie in the Middle East?
If you actually look at who Russia is selling to, Russia is selling to pretty much everybody, really. The ideological dimension that there was, say, 25 years ago is pretty much gone. And the other thing Russia is doing is cooperating militarily with Israel. Now, rather interestingly, Moscow recently said that it's thinking about buying some Israeli drones. Now, reconnaissance drones, if it does this, this will be the first time that Russia has actually bought Western military hardware since the Second World War, when obviously that Britain and the US supplied Russia with stuff under the Lend-Lease Agreement. So there's clearly a change of thinking going on. But I think the other element is the US. The US has sort of recently done a very big arms deal to sell offensive weapons to Saudi Arabia. And in a sense, this is a kind of tit for tat. Russia's saying, well, you know, you may see this region as being, you know, a region of American influence, but that's not the case. We can do business here too.
So is Russia competing for influence in the Middle East in a peaceful way?
Yeah, well, it depends on your viewpoint. I mean, another bone of contention is that Russia appears to be in the process of selling what are known by NATO as SA-20s, which are basically sort of truck-launched anti-aircraft missiles to Iran. Now, the significance of this is that if this deal goes through and Iran has these Russian missiles, should Israel try and stage a raid on Iran to try and, say, destroy its kind of nuclear weapons program, then the Iranians will be in a position to shoot down Israeli jets. Now, obviously, Israel doesn't like this very much, but, you know, I think the Iranians would say that they're only going to use these things if of course, Israel decides to stage a raid.
And Russia's hoping to host a Middle East peace conference next year. Will it get support from the rest of the so-called quartet, the US, the EU and the UN?
Well, I think they'll be kind of lukewarm about the idea. But at the same time, you have to look at what Russia is doing. Syria's president was in Moscow recently. He wanted to try and buy some Russian Iskander missiles. Now we have this deal with Lebanon. We have growing military cooperation with Israel. I mean, it's clear that Russia is, again, a player in the region and also a kind of a sort of crucial interlocutor with Iran on the whole kind of on Iran's sort of suspected nuclear program. Russia opposes that, but supports the idea that Iran can have, you know, peaceful nuclear technology. So, you know, I think the quartet would ignore Moscow at its peril.